Evelyn Sekelekan beamed in white as she walked hand in hand down the aisle with Shirley Malala, the woman about to become her sister wife, during a grand wedding celebration at the International Pentecostal Holiness Church, IPHC, a South African church known for embracing polygamy. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Following closely behind was the groom, Lezeba Malala, who was formalizing his union with Evelyn, adding a new chapter to his polygamous family. The joyous event, held on Easter Sunday at the church's vast headquarters in Zurbicum, southwest of Johannesburg, saw 55 couples wed in a colorful and spirited five-hour celebration. While most were monogamous marriages, seven involved new sister wives joining polygamous unions, something the IPHC encourages and views as rooted in biblical teaching. "He is a God who approves of polygamy," echoed through the packed auditorium, filled with thousands of faithful in blue and white uniforms or their finest Sunday attire. Women had to cover their heads and wear modest clothing, while men were required to don jackets, in line with the church's strict dress code. Shirley, 48, has been married to Mr. Malala for 25 years. Handpicked by his first wife, who has since passed away, Shirley once shared family life with a third wife who later left after an internal church dispute. Evelyn, the new bride, was chosen after a spiritual vetting process earlier this year. Though initially hesitant, she was comforted by Shirley's warm welcome. "We got along so well, we used to wear matching clothes," Shirley recalled. "So I learnt this from the Malala family, and that's why I could do the same for Evelyn." The IPHC, one of South Africa's largest African independent churches, blends Christianity with African customs and claims more than 3.1 million members across Southern Africa. Founded in 1962, it teaches that polygamy is biblically justified, a stance that sets it apart from more mainstream denominations. Groom Lezeba Malala, 67, explained his view, "I realized one woman would not be enough for me. Rather than cheat, let me marry another wife, as taught by the church." Each of his families lives in separate homes, though Evelyn will stay with him for the early stages of the marriage. Her three children from a previous relationship have also been welcomed, bringing his total number of children to 13. Before the formal ceremony, which involved no spoken vows, only the exchange of rings, bridal parties paraded in flamboyant outfits, including groomsmen in Gucci and bridesmaids in electric lime. A red carpet photoshoot, horse parade, and a Rolls-Royce motorcade marked the arrival of the church's leader, Leonard Frederick G. Modise, known to followers as the Comforter. When the formal program began at sunset, couples made their way down a white-carpeted aisle to receive Mr. Modise's final blessing. The service stretched late into the evening, capped by celebratory dancing and music. The IPHC holds three mass weddings a year, in Easter, September, and December. Although polygyny, one man marrying multiple women, is legal under South African customary law, it's rare for such unions to be solemnized in a church setting. New couples undergo a lengthy vetting process led by the church, including three prenuptial ceremonies and mandatory HIV testing. Results must be disclosed between partners, and the church records everything, aiming to prevent surprises and reduce divorces. The practice was introduced after one family's experience with HIV deeply impacted church leaders. "We want 100% transparency," said senior church official Mpor Makwana. Even first-time couples like Freddie Letsolo and Rendani Mimu, who also tied the knot at Easter, commit to the possibility of polygamy. The pair met years ago at another mass wedding and reconnected in December 2024 through the church's structured process. "I wasn't aware he was interested in me," said Rendani, 31, blushing in a crystal-studded gown and tiara. "But I've always dreamed of my wedding day." That dream was fulfilled in front of thousands, and like many IPHC members, the couple is open to expanding their family in the future. "I believe in polygamy," said the new Mrs. Letsolo. a belief that continues to spark debate in South Africa, but is deeply embraced by a growing spiritual community that sees it as both sacred and scriptural. Piers Potter, CNT Live, London.